Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 9th. I'm your host, Turn Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I'm doing well. I'm really excited to talk about such an exciting day of feeds yesterday.
Yes, if yesterday broke a record for shortest update of the season, I think today is really going to give it a run for its money.
I just really like to one-up people by breaking their records. So let's do it, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. Feeds were down for quite a while again because of the veto comp this time. And then there was even less going on during the day, I think. So this will be a quick one.
I mean, you've never said that before and lied, right?
Nope. All right, let's talk about it. Everything that went happened on the live feeds, Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. They picked players for the veto. Casey, Haley, and Sam obviously playing. Brett, Tyler, and Angela were all picked. So all of level six are going to be playing in the veto.
I'm shocked. I can't believe this is happening. Cool. Let's go.
Yes. they're all like, can you believe that Haley is talking like she's going to be staying this week?
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Well, and honestly, it's like, I don't understand the whole mindset of this because it's like the first several weeks, literally nothing went her way and she still acted exactly the same way. And now it's like she thinks just because she would survive the block twice, it's now suddenly things are going her way. Being on the block is not a good thing.
This is the most confident she's been in weeks. And it's the time that she's leaving. She's actually leaving.
Yeah. It's the most Fauté thing about Haley is the just confidence that everything's going to be fine.
Which she normally doesn't have. She's normally the complete opposite. So why this week? I guess it doesn't matter. It's not like she could change anything.
It's just really frustrating. I can't handle it.
JC and Tyler, man, I have literally 4 points in my notes. One of them was the veto players. Now, JC and Tyler had one of the two interesting conversations of the day. JC was talking once again. Angela has to go, Tyler. She's got to go this week.
Yeah. He's like, okay, well, you would have to win HOH to send her home.
Yeah.
Like, okay. JC's like, well, no, I'm not the only one who would do that.
Brett's going to do it. And listen, I have been the only reason Brett is not coming after you and Angela is because I am in his ear making sure it's Casey and Angela. You'd better appreciate that, Tyler. He otherwise it would be you and Angela up there because you're a showman's and he thinks that you're a showman's. But I am in his ear preventing that from happening.
Yeah, well, JC has just honestly protected Tyler this entire game. Obviously, Tyler wouldn't be here without JC's help, naturally.
Yeah, Tyler is listening to this going like, yeah, it's definitely your influence that has allowed me to make my final two with Brett that's preventing him from putting me on the phone.
The final two with everyone. Yeah. He's like, everyone is going after Angela. And it's like, unfortunately, that's not the case.
Mm.
So you gotta chill.
He also says that, hey, Brett should be the one to go up on the block if Haley or Sam wins the veto.
Yeah, he's like, I don't think Brett would take it well. And it's like, no, JC, you would not take it well. We've seen Brett on the block. We know how he handles himself.
Yeah, it would be great because Casey would put Brett on the block. Brett would be mad at Casey. And then when Brett does take the shot at Angela, it would continue to ensure that he puts Casey up next to Angela instead of you. This is what should happen, Tyler. Brett should go on the block. And Tyler's like, yeah, sure, that'll probably happen. Totally.
Yeah, I think Casey would put Brett up. Like, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Think so.
Well, and it's like JC is talking like we have so much time for like a big battle to happen right now. We have 3 weeks. It's not going to be such an epic fight. Okay. Just enough. We've all had our hopes up for this. And I think it's time we just accept it's not happening.
I mean, 3 weeks is kind of a long time, but.
No, but it's all going to be like people are going the double and then there's the sped up week. It's not happening and it's okay. Like it's still going to be entertaining, but it's not going to be this epic battle that we had thought. The numbers aren't there anymore.
Well, like what were you thinking in terms of an epic battle?
I just wanted more time. Okay. I wanted Fauté to be gone so that we could have more of this breakup and have it be more exciting. I just don't think it's going to be as exciting as I had originally anticipated it.
Yeah, the battle back really sort of like extended the finishing off of Fauté and definitely truncated the civil war stuff. And again, double eviction is just such bad timing where it's like,
yeah, it's so the like first, they have to know what's happening.
The first shot that's going to be fired is going to be in the double eviction, like right away, which like would really be unfortunate because it like if Brett goes in the double eviction, which I really do think he will, then it's like, all right, that was the fight.
This is what I've been waiting for. It's what I've been hoping for. And it's just not going to be what I thought it would be, which like that's not to say it's going to be bad. It's just to say it's not going to be the exciting fight that we thought.
But if Brett wins the double eviction, then
yes, that's very exciting.
Then we are in for a battle. So
yes.
All right.
We have to hope for it.
Yeah. And man, we were less than a second away.
I was like, oh my God, it's happening. Didn't happen. Okay, cool.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Tyler's like, I'm sure Brett is going to go on the block. I'm sure that's going to happen. But if you happen to go up on the block, just make sure you don't freak out.
Just don't freak out. It's like, oh, that's the same thing you've been telling everybody who's been going home.
Yeah. JC is going to talk a little bit more about Casey. He's like, oh, Casey, you know, she's such a follower. She's dumb.
I really like how he's like, maybe I could talk to Casey and make sure she knows her game is the most important game. Yeah. Oh, okay. And he's like, no, she's completely effing dumb.
Yeah. And Tyler's like, no, she's not.
No, she completely is.
Which like Tyler is like defending Casey and propping her up while at the same time saying that he plans on taking her to the final two. It's like, I still don't understand exactly where Tyler is here with Casey. Because JC asks, okay, so between Casey and Sam, who should we be taking to the final three? Tyler says Casey's more beneficial.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like a little more information. I would really like to see a Tyler DR where he's going through his actual endgame plans because I have no idea what's real and what's not with him right now.
Yeah. The last we heard from him was like a few weeks ago. Yeah. He said, you know, Casey, even over somebody like JC, I think. But ever since then, it has just been like a barrage of information, all of which say, do not take Casey to the final two. Do not take Casey to the final two. Like, it is insane to me that he might even be still considering it, considering all the information that he has garnered.
Yeah, well, and he does see correctly that Casey would take him no matter what. But I think he falsely believes he could beat her, which is, it's a closer. It's a close call.
Here's the thing, though. I think every single person in that house would take him except for Brett.
That is also a good point.
I don't think he needs Casey there. JC is also going to wonder hey, Tyler, are you going to win this HOH this week? Because I don't think you need to win it. JC really trying to like figure out, how do I get Angela out? Tyler's a big competition threat. If Tyler wins, he's not going to put up Angela. So I'm going to try and convince Tyler to not win the HOH. You don't need to win this HOH, Tyler. Like, you're safe with everyone. Everyone's coming after people that aren't you. And Tyler's like, no, dude, I'm going to win it. I'm not going to throw the HOH. He's like, but you're not going to put up Angela.
You're safe with everyone. And then in the next breath, everyone's looking at you and Angela as a pair. It's like, you 2 minutes ago, or not 2 minutes ago, whatever, earlier, 2 minutes ago in our discussion, you were talking about how you've made it so that Brett is thinking of it as Casey and Angela instead of Tyler and Angela. But now you're saying everyone is looking at Tyler and Angela. JC is so frenetic. I cannot handle him. It just is too much.
He just like, Tyler is his kryptonite. Like he is actually pretty good at manipulating people that aren't named Tyler. But anytime he talks to Tyler, he just like, he slams into a wall and he just can't go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, and it's for a few reasons. It's because he incorrectly is not seeing Tyler as the threat that he is. And also he, to quote Brent, is digmatized. So it is what it is.
Tyler does say, look, if I'm going to do what the house wants. If the house wants me to put up Angela, I would do that. You know, if everyone is telling me to, you know, I'm not going to go against the house. I mean, I don't know. He might actually do this. He's talked about cutting Angela. So I don't even know.
Yeah. And here's the thing. We talk about Tyler a lot as like pure emotion and social game. And hopefully his heart makes him not make this move, because he really needs Angela. Is a very good person to take to the end. This has been discussed so many times. Like, I'm just hoping that the emotions take over, which is not something we would normally be rooting for.
Yeah. So that was that conversation. We then had the veto competition. The feeds came on while it was happening and JC was alone. Just hanging out.
JC just fully cracked. He's like face down in the seam of the couch. Like, can I go downstairs and get a glass of milk?
And they were like telling him to turn his music down because it was bleeding into his mic. And he was like, I'm not even on the feeds right now. Give me a break. And he was like, actually, you are.
Actually, you're on After Dark. So. Yeah. And what riveting feeds. JC alone.
Mm.
Wow.
It's a many people's worst nightmare, I think.
I think it's almost everyone's worst nightmare.
You never know.
Even JC's worst nightmare, being locked alone.
Yes, it was the comics veto, and they competed, and Casey ends up winning the veto. Third veto win in a row. I believe I saw Nikki tweet something about this. She has tied the record for the veto wins in a row. With, I believe, James from season 9, Frank, and who's the other person?
I'm not so much a statistics kind of girl, so I really can't help you with records. Nikki will know.
Who was it? I can't remember. What are you going to do? I'm going to look for it, but...
So it was the comics, which is always an exciting one to watch.
It was Shane.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
James season 6 did not win them in a row. But one of the wins he gave to his girlfriend, he won it for Sarah. So I think that kind of interrupted any streak he might've had, but yes, Casey doing very well here with the vetoes. I went and looked. This was only her fourth veto competition she's even played. So she's won 3 out of 4 of them, which isn't quite as impressive as Tyler's streak earlier in the season, but is definitely still pretty good. She has won 5 competitions in 5 weeks, if you include the hacker competition. And doing pretty well here. She apparently won it in 2 minutes. And Haley had close to 18 minutes.
Well, and the thing is I think in a normal season, a time of 18 minutes, while not great, is respectable in the comics competition. It's not like, oh, this is so horrible. But I mean, then you see 2 minutes. How?
Well, I think this was a dramatically different competition. Like, yeah. You know, you, normally you have to like climb up a thing and zip line. They apparently had like a balance beam. So I assume it was going much, much faster than it normally would.
That's a good point. So yeah, 18 minutes is really embarrassing. Yeah. Never mind.
level six, they came first, second, third, and fourth, apparently.
Are we surprised?
No.
Like, good. These people, like, they're just, they work cohesively together. They're strong in competitions. None of them are so terrible socially. Like, Angela's not the best, but on a day-to-day basis, she's also not the worst ever. Like, they're just a very strong, competent, like, group. I don't know.
Well, it's funny because, like, they were on the losing side of most of the competitions in the first half of the game. Those competitions just either didn't really work out for them or they just managed to get out all of the people that could beat them. They were losing competitions. Remember, like, Caitlin was the comp beast that they were scared of and all of this stuff.
Ready. We can't talk about Caitlin. I'm still too sad.
Brent did tweet out. He wants me to mention in full disclosure that on Thursday night, when we were talking about how Casey has won a bunch of ball competitions in a row, and I was talking about how that's in her wheelhouse, that we probably weren't going to get many more of those kinds of competitions. And then she won the comic book competition, which no, is not a ball competition, but Brent, he wanted me to point that. Just full disclosure. We're getting that out there so Brent can be happy.
Yeah, we need the good, unbiased journalism. Casey can win competitions that don't involve balls. Okay, guys.
Yes,
it's possible. It happened. It's real.
I'm sorry if anyone was confused and you thought that I was saying that Casey can only win ball competitions. Brent, then I apologize, Brent, for making you make such a reasonable assumption based on what I said.
And I just want to say thank you, Brent, for saying that, because Taryn is unhinged now.
We never would have had this segment of the podcast otherwise.
So thank you.
Man, what would we do? What would we do without Brent making a fool of himself on these podcasts with nothing to talk about?
I just like how he says things like this as if he's not biased, even though he always says he's biased and he owns it. And he's like, well, guys, you need to look at all sides of the situation.
Oh, man.
Wait, you have missed an opportunity to do your Brent impression again from yesterday, which I think should probably make a comeback. This is your opening. It's clear.
I need what's a quote here?
I do what I can, he says.
I do what I can. Just try to help out.
It's too much.
It's because he's not whining. I need the whining. That's the key element.
Yeah, it's too much.
All right. Haley was pissed about the veto. She was very, very upset. She's, you know, embarrassed. She did so well. Or did so poorly.
Yeah, she's like, well, now you have to pack your bags again. It's your own fault. Like, this is embarrassing. Like, yeah, it is.
I got one more from Brent in the chat. He just said, no, that's just fessy, lol. That's the point. That's the point.
Here's something I would have never expected in my lifetime. Taryn saying lol.
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 Yeah. what's more fun than reading out whatever those things are called?
Abbreviations.
Would you call them? Isn't there like
an abbreve because it's on the internet? An abbreve.
I feel like there's a millennial term for those things.
I think it's abbreves.
Abbreves. Let's talk about those abreeves. Haley, yeah. Haley's very good at abreeves. Those are in her wheelhouse.
Something has to be.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get some more of those in the future. But if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brent.
Like Heather now saying acronym in the chat. I said that first. Karen said no.
Did I say no to acronym? I don't even remember you saying acronym.
I don't even know. That's what I was trying to say, but it's very early in the morning in Mountain Time, so I don't know.
But I also feel like acronym is too...
it's too official.
Exactly. It's too like an actual word. Who knows? Haley would know. She's good at this wordplay. We need Haley on board.
Haley knows so many words. We need to get her on this podcast to help us out.
Yeah. I think I would enjoy podcasting with Haley because she would find a way to compliment me every time.
Is that where I've gone wrong? So I guess I said abbreviation, but I meant to say acronym. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize for the mistake.
I'm glad we have Brent in the chat to really make sure you're on track with that.
I'm taking accountability. It was an error. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. All right. 20 minutes. Here we go. Yeah. Tyler and Casey, they had a conversation. We can keep talking about Casey's win, though. As we mentioned, this is third veto win in the row, fifth competition win. And, you know, it is showing her to be a very, capable competitor. She's, you know, she's tying records now. She's really winning a lot of these competitions, but she doesn't need to be. And I'm like, I'm trying to look at her from a strategic viewpoint and critique her in the same way that I would critique Tyler or somebody else, because I do think that she is likely one of the more likely winners of the season. And I just feel like it's such a huge mistake to continue like this. She did not need to win this veto. Not only did she not need to win this veto, but she didn't even need to she could have easily done worse, and any one of the other three in her alliance would have won this for her, and that would have been fine. I think that winning these competitions does a couple of bad things. It makes people less likely to take her to the end, and she is 100% reliant on them to take her to the end, because unless she wins out, she is completely reliant on Tyler. Tyler is the only person willing to take Casey to the end. If Tyler decides on a whim, I'm not taking Casey, Casey's not making it there. Again, unless she wins out, which is possible.
Does she know her days?
She
studies with them, I guess.
Yeah, so. She studied with them. I'd give Brett the advantage there. But I think she's about even on days in terms of what I've seen. And, the days question, like, they're not that hard. Like, if you're even, it's really just going to come down to, do you happen to know this one instead of this one, or are you going to choke in the moment? I would not give her a leg up in days, but again, I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's, we have to present all sides, so she could be good at days. She could be bad at days. She could win more competitions. Maybe she won't win anymore. It's, anything could happen. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're unbiased here.
Yeah. and it just feels like, she's padding up her resume in a way that doesn't suit her style of gameplay. Like, mm-hmm. The reason why she wins a jury vote is because they're bitter against the people that she's sitting next to, and they feel better about her. And so when she wins a bunch of competitions, they're not going to be like, well, Casey, she played a great game. She won a bunch of competitions. That's not why they're going to say she played a great game. They're going to say she played a great game because they feel good about her. And they're going to feel less good about her if they feel like she won a bunch of competitions and sent them all home, because she's going to turn into one of the people that they're bitter against. We already saw Scotty leave the house. If the Faute members really do go through with their, we're all going to pick one person and that person's not going to win, Casey's no longer going to be the person that benefits from that, because Scotty's going to pick her. He's really upset with her.
Yeah. And the more she is seen as playing a direct hand in people going home, like, the worse of a look it is for her. Like, even like yesterday she went down and was like, comforting Sam because she heard Sam was in a bad mood and people are saying, oh, queen of jury management, social game, icon. It's not, if she ends up winning a veto and not using it on Sam and Sam goes home, Sam's not going to feel good about that. And I think it kind of takes away from what happened before. I think Casey's main thing more than anything is how calming she is. And the more she wins competitions, the less that's going to matter.
Mm-hmm. So it's unfortunate. And, you know, some people in the chat are like, oh no, she isn't good at days. But you know, it's like, you don't know that. Like, she has studied just like everyone else. You know, I genuinely think that she is perfectly, you know, she could do just as well as anyone else. These days competitions, you know, you can study all you want unless you're Kevin Martin. They're pretty random. And she's capable enough that she could win one. She could also lose one. Like, I don't see the days competitions being really like in anybody's favor, except for maybe Brett. I do feel like Brett would have a leg up because he studied, I think, more than anyone else. But apart from that, they could really go any which way.
So what you're saying is she's not completely dumb.
No, she's not completely dumb. Like the chat is trying to tell me.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. So, yeah, so I just feel like, you know, Casey winning these competitions, it's not great. And I really, it's hard to tell where Tyler's head is at in terms of who he's going to take to the end. Maybe he's thinking I'll take Casey and JC to the end and then whoops, I'll take JC to the end, to the final two. Instead of Casey because of all of her competition wins and all that stuff, but who knows? We need to figure it out. We need live DRs. We need the DRs in the edit that tell us things. We need something.
We need something that is explaining the mindset of the players in the house rather than explaining 10,000 different possibilities from past players. That's what we need.
All right. So Tyler did talk to Casey at the end of the night. He talked about he's still annoyed. JC is still talking about taking a shot at Casey and Angela and how Brett is, you know, he's all on board with this. He wants to take a shot. And Brett is not telling them everything. Like he's not. It's worrying him. Again, this is Tyler trying to break down the barrier of Casey's like fanatic loyalty to the alliance. He's trying to get her to turn on Brett. I think that Tyler is, he's anticipating the double eviction, and I think that if Angela wins the HOH or if he wins the HOH, he will do his absolute best to take a shot at Brett, and that means he'll need the support of Casey and of course Angela, and he'll not only need their support, but he'll need them to understand so that they don't turn on him afterward. So he's doing his best to lay these seeds throughout the week to Casey. I think it would be interesting if Angela won the double eviction HOH and he had to be like, Angela, you have to take the shot. Brett is coming for you. He's going to win these competitions. Like, you know, that could be a very fun double eviction. But so he's trying to drop these seeds. It's worrying him that, you know, JC is talking to me about this and how he's talked to Brett about it. And Brett is, you know, saying that he wants to take a shot. But then I'm not hearing all of this from Brett. And he's obviously not telling you guys. The fact that he's not telling you guys about this should worry the hell out of you. But Casey's like, I think Brett's loyal.
And it's the thing where people put their own viewpoint and their own skills on other people, right? So Casey is loyal, definitely to a fault. I think we can say that pretty confidently at this point. So she is going to assume that all the other members of her alliance are also that loyal. And I think that Tyler should have been putting in more work even earlier to start planting those seeds with Casey in particular, because it's going to take more than that to break it down with her.
I really don't know. You know, it could get interesting if Casey really I think she will be against the idea of taking a shot at Brett at the end of the week. But it's definitely gonna happen. So, is she gonna be upset enough that she like betrays Tyler? Probably not.
No, but I don't think she ever would.
Maybe it would be enough to shake her into reconsidering taking Tyler to the final two, which, again, probably not, but it's a possibility.
Hope springs eternal.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think. I think with Casey, she'll be upset, but I think she's the kind of person where she is going to stick to her path and go what she thinks is the right thing. And it doesn't really matter what's happening around her. She's going to just continue going down this path. Mm-hmm. She's been straightforward this entire time, and I don't see that stopping anytime soon.
Yes. All right. So he does say, look, I know that Brett wants to take Angela to the final two because the jury hates Angela. And that was like, okay, yeah. Okay. Casey was like, that's why Brett has to be the first to go once we get to four.
Yeah. She's like, we are going to the four.
We already
knew
that.
And then we'll take a shot.
But what if Brett wins at the four? What happens then? That's why we need to take him out earlier. But no, it's level six.
Yeah, this is a big deal for level six.
It is. Best alliance ever. Wouldn't it be great if Winston and Rachel were here with us? And none of us got clipped.
Ugh, I can't even entertain that right now. How dare you?
he's doing his best to try and get her to be at least open to the idea. He's laying the seeds. We're gonna see how well they plant here, but I don't think Casey, she's very into the level six thing, and I think how she reacts to the betrayal of Brett will be pretty interesting.
Yes, and hopefully. That will be very exciting. The way you said "be there," I thought you were gonna be like "be aggressive." It's like, oh wow, she's an athlete, maybe we should be using cheerleader methods to convince her of things.
Yeah,
it could work.
All right, so that's basically what we got for you from yesterday. Really not much going on. Probably will continue to be that way until we approach the double eviction. So we might have a couple of slow days ahead of us, but hopefully this double eviction will be interesting. I think that basically looking forward to the double eviction, we've got JC will take a shot at Casey and Angela. That will be interesting. Brett will take a shot at Casey and Angela. That would be even more interesting. Tyler will take a shot at Brett, which would be interesting. Angela will want to take the shot at Sam, and Tyler will have to try and convince her otherwise, which would be very interesting. And then Sam, what would Sam do? I guess she would take a shot at Angela, but Tyler would have some influence. I don't know.
I honestly think a Sam HOH in the double would be the most entertaining and interesting, because what is she going to, like, she, if you asked her right now, she wouldn't know what she would do. And it would be very, very interesting.
What would say she,
like, what would she do? Who would she put up?
I know she would put up Angela.
Yeah.
But after that, like, she's in love with Brett.
Yeah. She'd never.
She loves JC. She loves Casey. She obviously loves Tyler. Which one does she? I feel like we'd have a Pax Bro situation. She'd be like, can I just put myself up next to Angela?
Can I go up? I know Angela's going home. Can I go up? Just send me home.
I guess it might be JC and then like Angela and JC, and then Brett would evict Angela. Casey would evict JC. And what does Tyler do?
Well, wait. Okay. So we get a Sam HOH. She puts up JC and Angela. Casey wins the veto and takes Angela off.
I think Brett goes up. I think Brett goes up.
Oh, but she would definitely be upset about it.
Yeah. But I think it would actually be interesting, a JC versus Angela, because Tyler would be the deciding vote, and he would have to choose between his, his marionette. Marionette, is that the right word?
That is a type of puppet, yes.
No, what's the word for the puppeteer? Is it just puppeteer?
I think it's just puppeteer. A marionette is the puppet with like the string.
Yeah, that's I was looking at it backwards. A marionettist. This is what a marionette's puppeteer is called.
No, I refuse to accept that as a word. We're calling it a puppeteer.
I literally just Googled it. No,
I'm making that decision.
Does
now.
He evict his puppeteer, his goat puppeteer, or does he evict his showmance over JC? I think that would be an interesting thing to see as well. So I think this double eviction is going to be interesting no matter what. I honestly wish it was a whole week.
Yeah, honestly, it's almost better that Casey won this HOH so that the double will definitely be exciting.
Well, see, no, I feel like it would have been
it would have been exciting no matter what.
Like, I would have been fine with like get the boring part out of the way in one night and then have a week of like campaigning where JC and Angela are up on the block. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a good point.
Yeah. But
yeah,
you know, production's going to do what they're going to do.
You can't always get what you want.
I'm not going to say. That literally, like, I watched the feed so much, the second I started singing, I was like, no singing.
No, stop singing, Karen. Stop singing.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed. We were just really just messing around this morning. You know, we're doing our best to entertain you on the days where the feeds are not living up to that entertainment level.
Yeah, we have to step in when the house guests can't.
Yeah. So... Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Kirsten is at Kirsten Said What. You can find us tonight to recapping the Sunday night episode. We'll have some fun doing that. I will be hosting in place of Rob. So
will you be wearing plaid?
I can.
I think you should.
All right, and I'll go. Coming to you live from my apartment. It's Taren Has a Podcast.
Oh my
and
God.
Now here's the guy who's not Rob Cesternino.
Look at that. That was really good. That was on point.
All right. So we'll be live tonight to talk about tonight's episode. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, I will be live at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on anything that happens today on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. Thank you again for joining us. I'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.